Welcome to this presentation of Powerful Good News, a book written by Robert J. Wieland and read by the author. Good news is what Jesus Christ has commanded his followers to tell the world, and the world needs good news. Every newspaper, news magazine, news broadcast, telecast gives us plenty of bad news. For a long time, we've been telling the world that the gospel is that Jesus is coming back again soon, and that's supposed to be good news. But for many people, it's not good news at all, because they know they're not ready for him to come. And they don't really want him to come back again soon. What they understand as the gospel does not make them happy. In fact, it makes them afraid. What's the problem? Could it be that they have never clearly understood what the gospel really means? What is the gospel? We know that the word means good news. Can the good news be too good? According to Acts 17, verse 6, the gospel once turned the world upside down, but it makes very little impact on our modern world. Why? This book documents that a paralyzing counterfeit of the gospel has been injected like a drug into our modern concepts, and this beautiful, simple message that should still be the power of God to salvation, according to Romans 1:16, has become practically paralyzed. So spiritual frustration and depression, backsliding, and lukewarmness are widely prevalent even among Christians. And all of these things are seen to be a failure to perceive or to believe how good the good news really is. Our problem turns out to be the same problem that ancient Israel had long ago, a deep psychic unbelief. And what's the antidote? The antidote is a recovery of pure New Testament justification by faith. It's news so good that even the reformers of the 16th century did not fully grasp its implications. The Bible-based concepts set forth in this book are like a breath of fresh air stirring the hearts of Christians all over the world. In my 50 years of pastoral ministry, counseling people with spiritual problems, I think I can safely say that never have I met anyone discouraged or defeated spiritually whose problem did not come from one or the other of two causes. Number one, either he or she had never understood how good the good news of the gospel is, or number two, he had never truly believed it. If you read the simple record of Jesus' sayings in the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find over and over again that he has good news for sincere people who long for peace. In Luke 4:18, we read that he said, "The Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Such good news packs a powerful punch. The power is not in the personality of the messenger, but the power is in the message itself. Especially is this true of the New Testament truth of justification by faith. Maybe for you, that idea has been a dry as dust, boring subject. My prayer is that this modest attempt to make it live will set your heart singing for now and for eternity.